14, Troy 7. Halftime starts after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lear's in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
There's gold, and there's fool's gold. There's Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, and, well, there's only one Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, and it's 7 miles west of Holton. It's the place to save on tires. With Wilson's Direct 110% price match guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town and save.
There's only one Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
KNZA.
Halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Battle of top fives in Class 1A, and it's been good here in the first half. Centralia at home on homecoming night, leading the Trojans of Troy 14-7. Brandon Tamman, Trenton Craxner, Brian Hurt, part of the broadcast team. Let's get you caught up on how this one has played out through two quarters. Well, defense was the story in the first quarter. We were held scoreless as each team had two possessions in the first quarter, all four of those possessions ending in punts. Now, on the fifth possession that bled into the second quarter, Troy had it, and they got a couple of big pass plays from Reagan Hartman. And the biggest one to Bowden Bennett. It's a 34-yard touchdown reception on a screen pass to the near side. He broke multiple Centralia tacklers and got to the end zone down the sideline. 7-0 the Troy lead at 9:31 left in the second quarter. But Centralia got a great kickoff return from Reese Tanking. They got the ball in that possession at their own 43-yard line. They walked right down the field less than 4 minutes later. Brock Reinecke, a 4-yard touchdown run. Extra point tied the game 7-7 with around 5:17 to go in the second quarter. Troy got it back at their own 34, went three and out. Centralia got it back in great field position as they nearly blocked that punt. They had it right near midfield in Troy territory at the 48. They went right down the field just a few minutes later. Trenton Talley, a 1-yard touchdown run. So in the blink of an eye, Troy with a 7-0 lead turned into a Centralia 14-7 lead with about 2:50 to go. Troy got it back and then had to punt quickly again. And then Centralia got it back, and then it was a turnover on down. So then Troy actually had another opportunity. They threw an interception. Centralia got it back with a minute and change to go. They worked it inside the 35 and had a shot in the end zone, but back-to-back interceptions on the final two possessions ended the half as it is now Centralia 14, Troy 7. We'll take another timeout. We'll dive into the first half numbers after this. We're back in a moment here on KNZA.
Rainbow Communications is a participating service provider in the Affordable Connectivity Program that provides up to a $30 monthly discount to qualifying households and up to $75 per month for households on qualifying tribal lands. The benefit program ensures households can afford the broadband they need for work and school. To learn more about the eligibility requirements for the Affordable Connectivity Program, visit Rainbow Communications' website at rainbowtel.net.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking and Kay Onler at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Gary Schlegel and Jacob Yinks at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group members, providing the help you need when you need it.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
That continues here, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Brendan Tabb and Trenton Craxner with you again. One of the best matchups in Class 1A. You could argue maybe the best matchup in Class 1A here in the state tonight from Centralia. Panthers and Trojans of Troy. According to K-Preps, Troy number 4 in Class 1A, Centralia number 5. Both teams are 3-0. Let's dive into some of the first half numbers. And again, it was kind of a tale of two quarters, as you want to break it down, because it was defense, defense, defense in the first quarter. Both offenses able to ramp up all the scoring in the second quarter.
Right, you know, it was a fast start to that second quarter. And it kind of slowed down. The defense showed back up in the latter half. You know, Troy just 9 carries, it seemed, for just 14 yards, just a yard and a half per carry. They never really got it started. The longest run was on that little double reverse for about 7 yards at the end of the half, passing about 97 yards on 9 completions. You know, they had the big plays to Benitz of 26 and 34. Outside of that, they haven't done much. They threw an interception at the end of the half, 3 penalties for 30 yards. But, you know, Centralia, they had 4 penalties for 30 yards, but that was all in the first quarter. They really got more disciplined in that second half, running the ball, 25 carries for 143 yards, about 6 yards a pop. And we expected that. Looking at the stats throughout the week, they were going to come in and be run heavy. 3 passes on 8 attempts for 49 yards. Most of those came at the end of the half. But they have 192 total yards. Detroit's 111. And they've just dominated the run game. They're stopping it with the run defense, and they have Talley, Gibbs. Becker's had a big first half. Each team has an interception, but Becker's been the guy that they can't stop right now. He's been getting out in space and making people miss, and I think that's the key for Centralia. Keep playing through Becker so they can prove they can stop him.
Statistics brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Andler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. As we continue our halftime coverage here on KNZA 103.9, Centralia leading Troy at the half. It is a 14-7 affair. Let's go to some other scores from around the area, as we've had some other good ones tonight, as we got actually a couple of finals. On the 8-man side, number 1 Axtell made quick work. I say number 1 because they are the number 1 team in 8-man Division 2. They rolled over Lynn 56-0. A quick night at the office once again for the defending state champions. How about Wetmore in 6-man? They are now 3-1. They closed out Southern Coffee County earlier tonight. Cardinals win it 59-6. At the half, another 8-man game. It's Clifton Clyde leading Washington County 16-0. Some other scores we had in the second quarter last check. That was Holton at home leading Perry Lecompton 21-12, so a good one in the Big 7 there. And then our featured game on KMZA 92.1 FM, another 8-man tilt. Frankfurt hosting Donovan West. The Wildcats had an 8-0 lead over D. West at the end of the first quarter. Our scoring updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to holthouseautohouse.com for more information. We'll take another time out. Our score here, Centralia 14, Troy 7. Halftime continues after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Joe at Holthouse Auto House, your full-service dealer in Fairview, Kansas. From getting you your dream ride to all of your service work, we are here to help. We have a full-service shop where every vehicle undergoes a 172-point inspection. At Holthouse Auto House, every vehicle comes with a warranty. No as-is vehicles here. Don't see what you're looking for on our lot or website. Our locator service is all-inclusive. We will go anywhere in the country to find exactly what you want down to the last detail. We'll find it, get it, inspect it, and finance it, and then we can even service it after the sale, all here at Holthouse Auto House in Fairview.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Kansaland Radio.
Halftime coverage continues here on KNZA. It is brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Brandon Tabman, Trenton Craxter, Brian Hertz, part of the broadcast team. Centralia 14, Troy 7. And we've gone through the team stats and now some individual stats from the first half.
Centralia had 10 first downs in the half, but leading the rushing attack was Trenton Talley, 9 carries for 51 yards. He had a touchdown to put him up 14-7. Gibbs, 6 for 21. Reinicke, 2 for 8, but he's been a key blocker all night. He rushed one of those in for a touchdown. Then Maverick Becker has been the workhorse tonight, 8 for 63 passing. Talley, 3 for 8, 49 yards. Two of those to Becker for 34 yards, and the other one to Gibbs for 15 on a screen. For Troy, Jack Hartman, 1 carry for 4 yards. Preston Christensen, 1 for negative yard. Reagan Hartman, 4 for 1. Etherington, 1 for 5. Minutes, 2 for 5. I mean,
they have struggled to run the football against that Centralia front.
That front four, it's the D-line, too. It's not like it's the linebackers or people coming from the outside. It's that D-line that's really getting through. But
Reinicke, Thompson, Steinlage, and Runnabaum, they have had their way with that Troy offensive line.
Right, but passing, he was 8 of 9, but he's thrown 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 straight completions for Hartman. That's the passing defense is tight enough. He's 9 of 17 for 97 yards and a touchdown. Norris, 3 for 20. Grable, 1 for 7. And then Bennett, 5 for 70, broke the big 34-yard for a touchdown. But I want to see him get the ball back to Norris a little bit more. I mean, he's your big guy. And just get the ball in his hands. He's a big physical runner when he has the ball in his hands. I think they need to get him more involved. I mean, he slipped a couple times starting his route or coming out of his break, but I think the key would be to try and get the ball to Norris a little bit more, maybe try and establish the run game. If that doesn't go, then you're going to have to rely on the pass.
Statistics always brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help that you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Andler, and Michelle Callison, or Northeast Kansas Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockhoff. Centralia has taken the field. Again, as we kind of look towards the second half here, Centralia has the 14-7 lead. They're going to get the ball to start the second half. So this is going to be a huge defensive possession here for Troy right out the gate, because certainly you don't want to put a scenario, because you know how Centralia is going to run this first possession, really how they always do. They're going to try to run it. They're going to milk clock. They're going to try to chunk it for first down after first down, and they're going to try to bleed it down the field. And we've seen it year after year after year, kind of the traditional Centralia drive will take X amount of plays, but could take 8-9 minutes off the clock before you blink an eye. So obviously for Troy here, start the second half on the defensive side, needing to get a stop, needing to get off the field quickly and seeing what their offense can do.
I think you have to go all in on the run. I think you have to load the box and make them pass the ball, because they looked a little bit uncomfortable at the end of the half. Talley didn't look necessarily fully comfortable back there. I think you load the box, make them pass the ball, because like we said, they're averaging almost 6 yards per carry, 25 carries for 143 yards, and they have 192 total yards, so they only have 49 yards passing. I think you load the box, you make them pass the ball, you go all in on that run. I mean, but Reinicke has been a great blocker. I mean, they've been running by him and Gibbs, and it's opening holes for Maverick Becker and Trenton Townsend. They have about 120 yards between them apiece, but that's mainly behind Reinicke and Gibbs. I mean, lead blocking. So just load that box. Hope that you can force them into a third and long, pass the ball, and get a stop, and hopefully your pass game gets going again.
14-7, Centralia at the half. We'll take one final timeout. We'll come back with the second half as our halftime coverage has been brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. One final timeout. Second half is coming your way next here on KNZA.
Anderson Meats at Troy is your custom meat processing source when you need your livestock processed. They have openings as early as January, so give them a call at 785-985-2292. Or stop by their locker facility just south of Troy on Last Chance Road. Anderson Meats, where you'll receive top-notch service for your meat processing. Get your appointment for processing as early as January, and for you deer hunters this fall, remember that Anderson Meats can handle your deer processing. Again, give them a call at 785-985-2292. Or stop by just south of Troy on Last Chance Road.
The Moyle & James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moyle & James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
3.9 FM, KNZA.
All right, getting set to start the second half here in Centralia. Panthers leading Troy 14-7. Battle of top five undefeated teams here in Class 1A as the district portion of the schedule has kicked off here tonight for a majority of teams around the state of Kansas. Again, this game was scoreless through the first quarter. All the scoring in the second quarter, Troy got it going. 34-yard touchdown pass from Reagan Hartman to Bowden Bennett. 7-0 Troy at 9:31 left in the second quarter. Centralia came right back with a 57-yard touchdown drive, capped off by a Brock Reinicke 4-yard touchdown run. Extra point by Reinicke. Tied the game at 7-7 with 5:17 to go. Then the final touchdown, Centralia, 52-yard touchdown drive, capped off by the quarterback Trenton Talley, a 1-yard run. 14-7 Centralia with just under 3 minutes to go, and at that point, we saw a couple of interceptions, and even Centralia had a shot at the end zone right before the half, but Troy picked off the pass from Trenton Talley, and we hit the half at 14-7. So, as we get set, Troy is going to kick off from right to left. Centralia will have the ball and start the second half. They'll move it from left to right as we are ready to rock and roll. Maverick Becker is back to receive, and we talked about had a great first half for the Panthers on offense. Really a gadget guy who just did a little bit of everything and really tore up the Troy defense in the run game.
I don't know. Maybe Troy comes out with an element of surprise here. Maybe an onside kick, some swing that momentum. I mean, you don't know. A big game like this.
Whoa, and they do kind of come away with
they got it.
They think they're going to get
got it.
Yep. What a call, brother. Troy's going to come out with the onside kick, and they'll get the ball to start the second half.
Grable fell on it.
Wow.
Guy had a rough first half, dropped a couple picks, dropped a couple passes, you know, kicked it to that far sideline. Your home sideline had a funky spin on it, went between a guy's legs, and Troy falls, and now you have the ball.
Wow.
Centralia 49.
They got it at the Centralia 49. Boy, brother. Trenton coming out with the big calls here, and now
Troy
has
it. Big game like this, you know, you're trailing. You know, you talked about it at the half, Centralia likes to run that clock. You don't know how much time. You might be down two possessions.
Wow, what a call. So first and 10 here for Troy, and they're going to get nothing here on the first play. They'll Leib handed off there to Jack Hartman, the sophomore. He'll gain nothing. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10 at the 49.
He had the initial carry of the game, and that was just his second carry. So, I mean, starts the first half and the second half. I know they kind of went heavy on the pass, but once again, the run game continues to struggle for Troy. But a big momentum shift, you know, so Troy coming out of the half thing, we're getting the ball back. Now they have to go straight to defense.
That was a perfectly executed onside kick by Troy to get it back, but you got to do something with it. Second down and 10. They throw a quick hitter, a screen here to the near side. It's caught by Grable, and he'll get a couple yards for forward progress, and that's it to the 47. It's just a gain of 2 by Austin Grable, and the Centralia defense doing work here in the first two plays. It's going to be third down and 8.
A little bit of a stutter, and when you stutter, you kind of go to the standstill. That's when the defense rallies, and three hats were there for Centralia to bring down Grable.
So Centralia has an opportunity here to get a stop. It's third down and 8. Troy has it at the Centralia 47. After the onside kick, just 2 plays and 2 yards. Just getting going, 10:40 and counting, third quarter, 14-7 Centralia. They'll send 3 receivers, Judd in motion, the man from left to right. Lone receiver near side is Grable. Harbin's in the gun, Christensen with him in the backfield. Takes a helmet high snap, pulls it down, has some time, trying to get away. Does so from a block, rolling to his right, throws it, it's caught by Norris for a first down and more. All the way out to the 30, and a big first down completion there for Troy. They're back in business now, first and 10 to the 30. It's a gain of 17.
It worked out getting the ball to Norris, but Judd was behind the defense on the near sideline, but the pressure forced him to blow out, to roll out to the far sideline. So it worked out for Troy, but they could have had a touchdown there, but the pressure got home almost. I mean, they were that close to wrapping up Hartman, bringing him down.
Big third down conversion for the Trojans. Now quarterback keeper here by Hartman, and he's hit and dropped in the backfield for a loss. So lose a yard back to the 31-yard line. Brock Reinecke in on the stop. It'll bring up second down and 11.
Initial push there came from Thompson. He drove the center all the way back into the feet of Hartman.
That was Pierce Keller, the senior, as Thompson drove him back and was able to blow up that play in the backfield as Reinecke was able to finish it off, but you mentioned Thompson there with the initial push. Second down and 11 for Troy at the Centralia 31. Just getting going here in the second half, 14-7. Panthers with the lead. Hartman in the shotgun by himself. 5 receivers, 3 to the near side. Now it's Judd in motion. They fake it to him. Dropping back is Hartman. Deep shot down the middle of the field, and it's broken up. They were looking for Norris near the 10, and it's Becker who makes a nice defensive play.
You know, Becker's given up a lot of height to Norris on a low pass like that. He's able to get his hands in there. You've got to throw that ball up to your 6'4 wide receiver. He's going to go up and get that over a smaller Becker, but a lower throw, Becker breaks it up another third and long here.
Well, we saw Troy convert third and 8 with a 17-yard reception to Norris. And now they have third down and 11 at the Centralia 31. 9:21 left, third quarter. 14-7, the Panthers lead, but Troy coming out to start the second half, recovering an onside kick. Hartman back to pass. He'll take a shot here to the near side. It's a jump ball, and it's nearly picked off at the 10. It should have been picked off by Centralia by Reese Tanking, but it's dropped, and it's now fourth down and 11 coming up here for Troy at the Centralia 31.
Just an accurate throw there. He had Judd going right down the seam wide open, but he threw it way over his head. And he's lucky that Tanking, well, I mean, Judd kind of played a little bit of defense there, but it hit Tanking right in the hands. But he had Judd, just an inaccurate high throw. Big fourth down.
Yeah, fourth down and 11 now. So trying to make something happen after recovering the onside kick to start the second half, and they're going to go for it here. Fourth down and 11 at the Centralia 31-yard line. Man in motion, Hartman a high snap, faking a screen, standing tall in the pocket, throws it to the far side, it's a jump ball, and I believe it is caught by Norris.
What a catch.
A bobble and a catch on the sideline at the 15. I think they mark him down at the 14. It's another gain of 17 yards on fourth and 11, and Troy with a monster play to keep the drive alive.
What a heck of a job to get his feet down. That's tight to the sideline. That was fantastic coverage. I mean, but we just talked about it. He threw that ball up, and it was a jump ball. Norris is going to get that 9 times out of 10 in a big jump ball situation. But the impressive thing was to get his feet down there to extend this drive.
So they give it to him at the 15, so it's a gain of 19 on 4th and 11. 1st and 10, Troy at the Centralia 15. High snap, Hartman gives it to Christensen, the running back. He works it right side. Good gain here on 1st down near the 10. depending on the mark here, a solid pickup of 3 yards to the 12. The second down and 7 coming up for Troy as it's Christensen for 3 yards.
A lot of high snaps. You know, it hasn't came to bite Troy yet, but one might go over the head here. High snaps all night back to Hartman.
And another high snap, pulls it down with one hand. He's going to take a shot here to the near side in the flat. It's caught by Grable inside the 10, and he's tackled near the 5 and right near a first down conversion here. Depending on the spot, it looks like he may be a yard shy.
Looks like they're marking him at the 4. I mean, it's third, and well, they're going to measure.
So it's either going to be third and short or first and goal. So Grable, a nice pitch and catch here to the near side. And it's inside the 5, but it's either going to be third and maybe a football length short or first and goal. So, partner, you called it as the timeout on the field for the measure here. Troy comes out with the onside kick to start the second half. They convert a big third down, and then fourth and 11, they get a 19-yard pass play to Jarrett Norris on the sideline, setting him up in business in the red zone. And now waiting for the measurements here as we look down the near sideline. If they're short, it's not going to be by much. And waiting for the official with the first down. So first and goal now for the Trojans inside the 5-yard line. 14-7, the Centralia lead. 8:19 left, third quarter. Trojans trying to tie this ball game up.
You know, they have 3 first downs on this drive after having just 4 in the first half. I mean, their touchdown drive had 3 first downs. Otherwise, they didn't do much. But almost as many first downs on this drive alone as in the first half.
Well, let's see if Troy can punch it in. It's first down and goal. Looks to be at the 4-yard line, near side hash. A rare snap for Hartman here under center. The center, here's Pierce Kelly, a 5'8 senior. 4 wide sets. Man in motion here to the near side. They give it to Jack Hartman up the middle, and he is stuffed up. Maybe a yard at best. That's it. Good pursuit up front by the Centralia defense. It's going to bring up second down and goal.
You know, and once again, that's Thompson, man. He's just had a good push on this drive up the middle. He's been clogging it up all night. And they have Steinlog in there also now going goal line little formation, 4 down linemen.
Second down and goal from between the 3 and 4 yard line. Hartman back in the gun. Christensen to his right. Take the left high snap. They're going to run an option to the right. Hartman keeps it, and he is barreled up and not much, maybe a yard. But another great effort there by the Centralia defense, and it's going to be third and goal.
I thought he should have pitched that. He had good blocking on the outside. He thought he could fake the defender, but he had good blocking on the side. He pitches that. Christensen probably walks in for a touchdown, but
no gain on the play. Third and goal from about the 3.
In 2 plays, he gained a total of about maybe a yard. So good defense from the Centralia here.
You can't let this one slip away if you're the Trojans. You've got to get it in the end zone. Third and goal from the 3. More traditional set. Fullback with a running back eye set. Play fake. Hartman with some room. Rolling to his right. Fires to the end zone. It's caught. Jarrett Norris. Touchdown Trojans. Rolling out to his right. Finding the big 6'4 target. Jarrett Norris from 3 yards out. 6:52 left third quarter. It's a 14-13 game.
You know, they had good coverage for the most part. Kind of a little bit of a scramble drill because the pressure didn't get home. So it was a little bit of a broken play. Norris helps his quarterback out, and he comes down with a big touchdown there.
Jarrett Norris, his third receiving touchdown of the year, makes it a 14-13 game. Centralia by 1, not quite to the halfway point here in the third quarter. It looks like Troy's going to go for 2.
Big game, you know. I mean, they start with the onside kick. Now you're trying to take the lead in a hostile environment.
Sets Judd in motion. And it's going to be a reverse pass. Judd trying to pop one up, and it is,
incomplete.
I believe, incomplete. Okay. So they try a reverse pass on the 2-point conversion. Judd's pass batted down in the end zone, so Centralia is going to hang on to the lead. 14-13 Panthers, 6:52 left here in the third quarter. We're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is it time to purchase equipment or expand your operations? At Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, we don't just understand ag loans, we rely on them just like you do. Many of our Union State Bank employees are farmers themselves, or they grew up in farm families and know the importance of the right financing at the right time. From capital improvement and equipment loans to real estate, we have the agricultural loan you need. Let's talk today. NMLS number 654946. Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Centralia 14, Troy 13. 6:52 left here, third quarter. Troy came out to start the second half with a surprise onside kick. They recover. They march down the field. It's a 49-yard touchdown drive. Reagan Hartman, a 3-yard pass to Jarrett Norris. They failed on the 2-point conversion try, so Centralia still with the lead. It's 14-13. Drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Find out more at WilsonTireKS.com. Good possession here, or I should say good field position coming up here. Race tanking on the return out near the 41 for Centralia, so they now get the ball for the first time here in the third quarter.
Caught that about the 20. Once again, like kickoff after their first touchdown from Troy, more of a natural kick to the up man. About a 20-yard return. See what Centralia can do. You know, all the momentum's on that Troy sideline right now. Let's see how their offense can respond.
14-13 Panthers, 6:45 left, third quarter. First and 10 Centralia at their own 41-yard line. Ball between the hash marks. Snap to Talley. They give it to Gibbs. He's hit immediately and ripped down. Not much. He might have lost a yard back to the 40. Abe Hupton. Kemper Clary in on the stop for Troy. It is a loss of one. It's second down and 11.
No, that's the first time we've really called a defensive lineman's name for Troy tonight. It's been a lot of the linebackers and secondary making tackles, but that D-line's got to get going for him to stop that ground game. And a good start by the men up front in the middle.
Second and 11 from the Centralia 40. Coming up on the halfway point here in the third quarter. It's a 14-13 Centralia lead. Panthers like to take their time. Second down and 11. Tally in the gun. He'll play fake it. He wants to drop back to pass. Has to get away from one. Rolling out to his left, and it is, I believe, caught potentially or incomplete. I think they're going to say incomplete.
He might have caught it, but out of bounds, and that was Becker. Kind of landed awkward, slow to get up, a little bit of a limp here.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I talked about it. They loaded the box there, and they came out of that formation with a pass, but they had the pressure right there.
And Kemper Clary, the defensive tackle, coming in and forcing Talley to roll out to his left. And a difficult pass when you're a righty rolling out to your left and having to throw across the field the way he did. And now third down and 11 as the Troy defense trying to get a huge stop here.
You know, this is where since Troy on their drive converted some big third and fourth down. See, Centralia has one in him.
Talley wants to hand it off to Becker here. And it's a pretty basic play, and maybe 2 yards, and that's it to the 42 or the 41. It's going to bring up fourth down and 9. It's a gain of just 2 yards on third and 11 to Maverick Becker.
I mean, that was their bread and butter play in the first half. That gave a lot of big runs to Becker, but they must have hammered it into that Troy at halftime. Like, hey, he's coming around on that reverse, and they stuffed him up that time.
So a picture-perfect start for Troy, despite not getting the 2-point conversion on that last touchdown. But they force Centralia three and outs as Gibbs will punt it away. And it's going to take a Centralia bounce inside the 20 and down at the 16. But Troy's defense doing the job, getting the stop. 14-13 Centralia, 5:04 left here in the third quarter.
You know, if you're Troy, you got to ride that wave of momentum right now. I mean, you're not in great field position like you were last time, kind of backed up in your own territory, but you got to ride that momentum. This is a big, big drive right here for Troy.
First and 10, Troy at their own 16-yard line, trailing here at Centralia, 14-13, 5:04 left here in the third quarter. They busted the surprise onside kick to start the second half and ended up scoring a touchdown. Here's Hartman. They want to roll it out to the flat. They get it out to Bowden Bennett. Makes a man miss. Tripped up near the 20. Good pickup here. After what could have been a loss on the play, he's able to salvage 3 yards. So they hit Bennett in the flat for a gain of 3. Just shy of the 20-yard line. It'll bring up second down, and we'll call it a long 6.
Wanted that screen pass initially, but it was covered up. Kind of had to pump fake and eventually got it to him. They rallied well enough.
The second down and a long 6 here for Troy. Ball right just inside the 20. Approaching 4:20 left here in the third quarter. Clock on the move, 14-13 Centralia. Hartman has 3 receivers right, 1 to the left. Ball near side hash. Play fake. Looking down the middle, and it's going to be caught for a first down near the 29-yard line. And the catch made by Christian Etherton, the 5'11 junior. And it's a gain of 9 yards to the 29, and it's a first down for the Trojans.
That's a very good catch. He threw his arms up like, hey, I'm open, and then he came down in a little bit of traffic with a good catch there.
We saw a couple of drops by the Troy receivers in the first half. That time, Etherton able to snag that one for a gain of 9 and a first down. Under 4 minutes left, third quarter. Troy picking up a first down, trying to move here. They have it at the 29, their half of the field, moving from right to left. Another five wide receiver set. There's another high snap and another screen pass here to Bennett. He's going to have a little bit of room up near the 35. As another quick hitter here to the near side, they'll get him at the 36 for a gain of about 7 yards. It'll bring up second down and 3.
They'll just get him out in space. You know, he's a guy that's very shifty and quick, and you can get it well blocked enough. It makes one guy miss, he can take it all the way. But he's having a heck of a game.
Yeah, when you look at what Reagan Hartman's done, 17 of 27 so far, 161 yards, and a couple of touchdowns. Hartman now under center, still 4 wide receiver sets. And that play was blown up, but somehow was able to get the handoff to the reverse there. That was Preston Christensen, and now a late comes in. As there's an injured Centralia defensive lineman, that's Derek Runnebaum, who's down at about the 35. His helmet's off.
A little crackback block there.
Preston Christensen was carrying, he's brought down by 30 gross tackles. Christensen on the carry there. No gain on the play. That was nearly blown up in the backfield.
Crackback block, illegal block against
Troy. Or illegal block, a crackback block, as you just said, against Troy. So that's going to back him up.
You know, in high school, as long as you lead with your hands, it's okay to do a block like that. But if you lead with your shoulder or helmet, that's when they're going to throw out the flag. And that's what happened there. And, you know, Runnebaum was down for a minute, so it was a good hit. We didn't get the number on who did it. Maybe Bennett. He was kind of throwing his arms out like it might have been him. But second and long now.
Runnebaum off the field, but appears to be okay, ready to go back in. So after the penalty, second down and about 14 to go. All the way back to the Troy 25-yard line. Another high snap. They'll throw it to Norris. They set him up for the screen, and he's got some room. And the ball's on the turf, and Centralia's got it, or maybe not.
Did Troy get it back? A kid for Troy jumped in there late.
Oh, that is a huge break for Troy.
Wow, that's Grable. That is hustle.
I think it was Reinicke who had the shot for Centralia, and from our angle, it looks like he jumped right on top of it. But it just slithered out enough, and Grable is able to fall on it. It's a first down as they get it back. Troy does, first and 10 at their own 43-yard line.
And that's just a hustle play, you know. You see the ball on the ground, you go diving for it, and that's a big change of possession and momentum. Everyone on the Centralia side was up on their feet. They thought they got that ball back.
And they should have had it back.
Right.
Unlucky once again. So Troy able to keep it. First and 10 at their own 43. We're under 2.5 minutes to go third quarter. 14-13 Centralia. Double fake here. Triple fake. Hartman rolling out. Has a man wide open in the flat. It's caught into Centralia territory and out of bounds near the 35-yard line. It's Christian Etherton, or correction, that was Preston Christensen on the reception. They get him inside the 40 to the 37, and it's a gain of 20 yards and a first down.
You know, they had Norris going deep. He takes up a lot of attention with that 6'4 frame. Christian's just open in the flat. Pick up a 20.
A triple fake. 2 to running backs and then 1 on a reverse, and then he rolls out. And Preston Christensen was wide open for a gain of 17. First and 10, they give it to Etherton here on a reverse, and he gets a nice gain up the right sideline near the 30. They'll get him down at the 31 for a gain of 6. So second down and 4 coming up just shy of the Centralia 30. All the momentum now is on the Troy sideline, and they're moving. This drive started at their own 16-yard line, where they get him for a gain of five. So they mark him down at the 32-yard line. So, again, they get Etherton for five there. Second down and five from the Centralia 32. Four down on the defensive line here for Centralia. Hartman in the gun, three receivers near side, two far side right. Ball closer to the far side hash on the right side. Looks like Hartman might be changing the play here at the line of scrimmage. 1:15, clock moving.
They got to get going.
Need to get this play off. Now they bring a man in motion. That is Etherton.
It's going to be close.
And I think they're going to get delay of game,
yep.
And they do.
Just barely.
They took a lot of time to make that play. I think Hartman was trying to get something changed at the line of scrimmage. They tried to bring a man in motion, but just couldn't get the snap off in time. So that takes that play away, essentially. And from second and five, it's back to second and 10. Back to the 37-yard line.
As the quarterback, you got to be watching that back judge. You know, he throws his arm up when it gets down to five. He starts coming. You got to keep an eye on that. And now it's second and five. It's second and 10.
Let's see if Centralia can take advantage of the five-yard penalty there. Five wide set. They bring Etherton in motion once again from left to right. High snap. Quick hitter. Norris, right side, has a couple blockers, and he's tripped up, probably getting that yardage back, depending on the spot, just shy of the 30. I think Norris is down. He gets the 5 yards back. It'll bring up third and five, but Norris is down on the far sideline.
That's big. I mean, he has five receptions this half. He's up to eight receptions for 79 yards. He had the touchdown. You know, hopefully it's just a cramp. If you're Troy, you know, this guy's really played well this half.
Well, he's certainly a guy that's getting some looks at the next level. He's a very good basketball player, too. Troy making the state tournament this past season or last year. First time in a long time that the Trojans had made the state tournament in basketball. He was a big reason for that successful season. And he is down on the far sideline. So we'll step aside for a quick break. 14-13 Centralia. We're under a minute left here in the third quarter. We're back in a moment here on KNZA.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, hoping for the best for Jarrett Norris, injured on that last play after picking up 5 yards on a screen pass. Looked to be a right leg injury. Needed some help to get off the sideline. And he is over there getting checked out. But we're back to it. Under a minute to go, third quarter. Troy has it third down and five at the Centralia 32, trailing 14-13. Trips left, a man to the right. Hartman in the gun. Christensen, sidecar left. Hartman wants to take a shot. He's got a man wide open. It's Etherton at the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Trojans. 32 yards on the pitch and catch. Christian Etherton, the junior, his second touchdown of the year. And just like that, the Trojans are back in front. It's 19-14.
And I've been saying it all night. He's had guys running deep that he hasn't been able to get the ball. He's been a little bit inaccurate or doesn't have the time to get to him. But had the time there to get it to Etherton. All he had to do was catch it, and he was going to score.
I don't know if it was broken coverage or not, but he was completely behind the Centralia secondary, and nobody was within about 5 yards of him. And it was easy pitch and catch at that point, a huge third down conversion, and just like that, a 19-14 Troy lead with 27 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Well, trying to get that one back, they missed here with another two-point conversion try. Hartman is going to throw it across the middle, and it's batted incomplete. But the Trojans have done the damage. It is an 84-yard touchdown drive and a touchdown from Reagan Hartman to Christian Etherton. 19-14, Troy. We're back in a moment. Late third quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
But GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Well, how about this third quarter for the Trojans? 27 seconds left here in the third period. They now have the lead here at Centralia, 19-14, a 12-0 Trojans quarter. They got started off with a bang with an onside kick to start the second half. They got it back, got a touchdown. They forced Centralia three and out. And then an 84-yard touchdown drive. Reagan Hartman, another touchdown pass, this time to Christian Etherton. 32 yards, another failed two-point conversion try. So 19-14. As another short kick, and Centralia is able to get on it.
They had four bodies that time. They weren't going to let Troy get that one. It looked like Steinlog was the one that fell on it.
Centralia will have it first and 10 at their own 44-yard line.
You know, I mean, you look at the 19-14 score. You know, if Troy just kicks those two extra points, it's 21-14. So, I mean, trying to be aggressive and take the lead at the time, but it comes back to bite them, those 2 points right now.
Yeah, we'll see if Centralia, if they come down and score here. And it's not like you don't have a guy who can kick the extra point. Reagan Hartman, 13 of 15 on extra points this year. They decided to go for two, and it hurt them twice, but they lead it by five. Here's Gibbs on the outside. Stiff arms a man in Detroit territory down to the 48 for a gain of 8 yards. Good run there by Drew Gibbs on first and 10.
You know, that's where you miss Norris on defense.
Yeah, Norris got hurt.
He is walking around with his helmet on. I mean, he's going to get more of a break. That was the last play of the quarter, so he's going to get some more time to recuperate here.
And that will be the final play of the third quarter. Two undefeateds, two of the best in 1A, and we got a heck of a showdown going into the fourth quarter. At the end of three, Troy 19, Centralia 14. Our fourth quarter action is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest. Providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
KNZA.
Battle of 3-0s, two of the best in 1A, and we've seen a heck of a showdown here. It's a 12-0 advantage in the third quarter for Troy. Down 14-7 to up 19-14 as we start the final 12 minutes here on homecoming night in Centralia. Centralia will have second down and two from the Troy 48-yard line.
You know, this is the fourth quarter. This is where all those summer workouts and running in the heat pays off, you know. Who's going to outlast one right here?
Huge district game. Centralia trying to win the 11-man TBL title with a win here tonight. They would sweep all three opponents in the league, but this is so much more with a district game. Trenton Talley, quarterback keeper, and that is beautifully executed inside the 45 to the 43, it's a gain of five and a first down run there for the quarterback of the Panthers. Kemper Clary in on the stop, but not after that first down run. So first and 10 for Centralia now at the Troy 43-yard line.
North still on the sideline. We've been seeing him trying to walk and get used to it, but he's a big missing piece out of that middle defense. You know, that's probably where Troy's going to run the ball a lot with no Norris on the field.
Well, we've seen how quick he is sideline to sideline and making some plays in the open field, and it's good to see his helmet on. He would expect maybe to see if he comes back at some point. Here's Becker again on a reverse near side. Breaks one tackle inside the 40. Clawing his way towards the 35. He'll get to the 36, and it's a gain of 7 yards. Good run there for Maverick Becker. And let's see where they do mark him down at. It is, yep, correct, right down to the 37, so it is a gain of 7 there for Becker. It brings up second down, and we'll call it a long three.
And Norris was trotting back onto the field after that play. His replacement there is the one that missed the initial tackle, but Norris back on the field now.
Second down and three. Good to see Norris back. Little quarterback keeper here by Talley, and he's going to get across the 35 and inch towards the first down. I think he's going to be a yard shy, so Talley gains two. It's going to bring up third down and one from the Troy 34-yard line.
what Troy's doing is they're trying to stand up the runner and rip the ball from there, and it was a great job by Tally to hold on to the ball there. They're trying to stand him up and rip it away.
So big third down and one play coming up here for the Panthers. Troy, 34-yard line. 19-14 Troy, 10.5 minutes left in this game. They are bunched up as can be. Gibbs in the backfield. Becker in motion real quick here to the near side. He breaks out to the side. Tally's going to keep it himself, string it to the outside, and he is hit, and I'm not sure. It's going to be close, depending on the spot. Again, he needed just a yard.
Norris was in on that tackle. Still limping, but
Christian Etherton in there too, and I don't know if he got there. I think he's short. They're going to measure this. This would be a huge play for the Troy defense. I was surprised he broke it to the outside. I think if he just put the shoulder pads down and went right over the left guard, I think he gets the first, but he tried to string it out, and good open field. You mentioned Norris back out there. You see how much of an impact he can make on defense.
You know, I mean, we talked about in the first half, Reinicke and Gibbs were the guys to run behind, and you know, you bounce away from them, you don't have those big guys blocking for you then. And, I mean, it's a hard angle for us behind the players on this near sideline. It's pretty close to the booth, but we'll watch the white cap.
Let's see. They're measuring this one out as we speak. And he is short. Wow. He is a full yard short. So he gains nothing. And the biggest play of the game today, fourth down and one coming up here for Centralia. At the 34-yard line of Troy. 10 minutes to go in the game. 19-14, the Troy lead.
This is a big momentum play. You know, Troy, they're able to get a stop here. You keep riding that momentum. You go down and score. You're really putting it in a danger spot for Centralia. But, Centralia, you just got to go back to your bread and butter. You got to put the ball in the hands of Tally. Just go right up the middle.
Here we go. Fourth down and a yard. At the 34, they need the 33. Troy leading by 5 early fourth quarter. They're bunching it up. Tally and Gibbs. And I think they're going to blow the play dead.
I don't think the refs were ready. The white cap was coming in. I don't know if the referee crew was ready.
Wow. So they set the ball, and it looked like everything was ready. And now they're going to have to reset and try this again.
Do you run a different play? I mean, the play kind of happened in a way.
They
showed it.
They wanted Tally with it, and he was going right over the right guard. Let's see if they do run that play. Oh, boy, that could be a huge impact here. Looked like he would have had momentum for a first down, but here it is. Fourth and one from the Troy 34. 19-14, the Troy lead early fourth quarter. They do hand it to Tally. He'll keep it himself. He'll have the first down and a couple extra yards as he's up near the 30. So at the 31, and now some bodies being thrown around a little bit.
It's been chippy all night between these two. A lot of after-the-play activities.
3 yards there for Tally on fourth and one, and an absolutely monster-needed get-up there for the Panthers offense. 19-14 Troy. 9:44 left in the game. A fresh set of downs for the Panthers. First down and 10 at the Troy 31.
As you said, much needed for Troy there. And he bounced it to the outside instead of going up the middle, which was a better play that time.
Play action here for Tally. Wants a shot. He's going to throw it far side and nearly intercepted, overthrowing his intended receiver. It was Brody Grossnickel, a rare reception try for him on the outside. Austin Grable, heck of a job in coverage there. Trying to dive for an interception. Incomplete. Second down and 10.
Grable's been locked down all night. I mean, he got that tip drill interception at the end of the half, but when the ball's been going his way, not a lot of completions coming down.
So second down and 10, Centralia. Ball at the Troy 31. 9.5 minutes left in the game. Troy's lead is 19-14. Ball on the near side hash. Tally takes the snap. There's a flag thrown. They're going to string Becker to the outside. Now he's going to cut it back up and hit immediately and drops for a yard.
I think they might get a false start. All the Troy players.
Illegal shift is the ball here.
They say all the Troy players were pointing right before the snap, so
that's going to move them back. Is that a penalty that should stop the play? Or are they allowed to run that play?
I think they can run it on an illegal snap, but I think the penalty goes back from the start of scrimmage, not from where the play ended. So it's going to be second about 15.
Yep, so it's going to go back to the 36-yard line. So it is now second down and 15.
I mean,
you would have to expect four down territory here.
Right, I mean, unless you're fourth and very backed up in like fourth and 20 plus. You're probably going to probably play field position, but otherwise it's probably his four down territory here for Centralia.
A rare four wide set, two to each side. Tally in the gun, takes a knee high snap, now rolling to his left. He is in trouble. It is popped in the air and it might be intercepted. They're going to say incomplete. How about Jack Hartman, the sophomore, the defensive end, screaming around the corner, getting Tally from behind. It's popped into the air, and it was nearly intercepted at the 40, but fortunate for Centralia, just hitting the dirt, and it's going to be third and 15.
Norris is about 6'6". He does come down with that. I mean, that was very close. Just couldn't get his hands underneath it, but
Was the NFL. That's a play that's going to get looked at a time or two.
Right.
But it looked like it did hit the turf.
Yeah. You can see the nose of the football is right in front of us, but you saw Hartman chasing down Tally. You knew it was not going to end well for him, even if he did get a good pass off, because Hartman was on his trail the entire time. Big third down.
Third down and 15 here from the Troy 36-yard line. Four wide set once again for Tally and the Panthers. Takes a snap there, and they're just going to give it to Drew Gibbs. He is hit and thrown back at the line of scrimmage. Another flag comes in, and this might be against Centralia.
Yeah, it looks like you got some holding. Troy came out with the football, but I think they ruled him down. Their sideline was a little hype, but it's interesting. Do you decline
Miles Wimberly, I think, might have been the person called here for the hold.
Now, do you decline this? It's going to be holding on Centralia. Do you decline it and go about 4th and 12, or are you pushing back to about 3rd and 25? I think I'd push them back, you know. I mean, you could break a 15-yard run. We've seen it a couple times from Becker.
I think they're going to decline it, according to the Troy sideline.
They are going to decline it, so.
So they do decline the penalty. The play to Gibbs goes for 3 yards, but it's going to be 4th down and 12 at the 33-yard line of Troy.
You might see a little bit of a pooch punt here. I don't know. Maybe act like you're going to play pooch punt, try and pin them down inside the five. But
there's still 9 minutes left in the game, so there's still plenty of time for both teams.
So but might see them go for here, but they're probably going to go to a pass or maybe a reverse to Becker.
Well, let's see. It almost looks like they want to pooch punt this here, according to this formation, but I could be wrong, and they are going to do that. So Tally just boots it, and it's caught over the shoulder by Etherton, and he's going to have a little bit of return down the sideline, and out of bounds he goes. So the Troy defense holds true, and now the Centralia defense once again is going to need a stop. Let's see where they mark him out. Looks like maybe at the 22-yard line is where Troy will begin this possession.
I mean, that was a fantastic play by Etherington to run back and get that. You know, there was a man back there for Centralia. It looked like Ronnebaum to down that. And, you know, he runs it, and he gets all the way back to the 22. It's about a 15-yard field position change.
8.5 minutes left in this game. First and 10 at the 22 for Troy. A little end around here to Bennett. Makes a man miss. Good gain here on first down, far sideline. On the reverse there, he'll cross the 25. Looks like they'll mark him down shy of the 30. It's a gain of 5 on the play. It'll bring up second down and 5, maybe closer to 6 yards there. We'll call it second down and 4.
Another high snap that Hartman had to pull down. He just barely got that hand off to Benitz just in time, but like we said, all night, high snaps the entire night.
Second down and 4 here for Troy. They have a 19-14 lead with 8 minutes to go in the game. It's going to be Hartman on a keeper himself. Breaks a tackle. He'll be close to a first down. It looks like he'll have it. Needed 4, and Hartman picks up 5. He'll move the chains. First and 10 now at the 33-yard line for Troy.
And that was the best carry for him all night. I mean, he's just been 1, 2, a couple negative runs. I mean, they've stopped, and that's the best play for him running the football.
Now, he's done it with his arm tonight, and he has been very efficient in the second half. There is no doubt. He is now 21 of 31 for 236 yards and 3 touchdowns. Correction, 2 touchdowns.
No, he had that pass in
three touchdowns, I beg your pardon.
To this half.
So all 3 scores for Troy from Reagan Hartman.
Now Troy pulling a little bit of a Centralia here in a
taking
way.
Some time off the clock.
Down.
First and 10 at the 33. Another high snap, but Hartman brings it down. He'll keep it himself across the 35 to the 36. For a gain of 3, it'll bring up second down and 7. Clock continues to move, approaching 7 minutes to go. Well, this is the... You could argue maybe this might be the final opportunity here for the Centralia defense to get a stop, because we've seen how this Troy offense has been humming here in the second half. Obviously, they're probably not going to throw it as much, but if they're going to continue to get 3, 4, 5, 6 yards a pop, they're going to continue to football and try to wind this clock down.
If you're Centralia, you're wanting to force them into a passing situation with a third and long situation. So this is a big second down medium play here.
Second and seven. They do go five wide, so Hartman in the gun by himself. Trips near side, too far side. Now they're going to bring quads as Judd is in motion. Pulls down the high snap. Ball's on the turf. It's still on the turf, and I think Troy is able to get it back at the 30. It was recovered on the play by Preston Christensen all the way back to the 30-yard line. That ball squirted through two bodies. Centralia had multiple shots, but the Trojans are able to recover. Now this is where you need to stop because it's 3rd and 13.
And this is, it's been a tale of two halves. You know, ball's on the turf. We're going bouncing Centralia's way in the first half, but this half is just bouncing Troy's way. And, I mean, we talked about that was induced by the high snap. He's trying to get that ball down. He just couldn't get it down in time, and it finally came back to bite him in a critical second down now, an even bigger third down. And, I mean, I'd look for Norris or Bennett as a passing option here because they're probably going to throw the ball.
Well, the officials are huddled up talking about something, but answer me this. That's probably, what, the fifth time tonight we have seen kind of an odd fumble and scrum for the football tonight? I mean, the ball's been on the turf a lot, and I don't think either one of these fumbles we've seen tonight have exchanged hands. I think the team that's fumbled has ended up recovering.
And it seems like the other team should have got on it at least four out of five times. And, I mean, the ball's wet. The field's probably a little bit wet. We had a good amount of rain from today. Probably a little lasting effect. But
officials discussing something here. Not sure what they're discussing, but maybe the spot of the ball. I mean, as of right now, it's about 3rd and 12 from the 31-yard line of Troy. The clock is stopped at 6:16 here in the fourth quarter. Troy hanging on to a 19-14 lead.
That's interesting, though, because he did fall about where the ball is placed right now. That's where he fell and recovered the ball. So maybe, I don't know, right on the hash where he fell on and everything.
I think it's just a spot here. That's what the officials are discussing, if they got the correct mark. And one of the officials is moving it.
They're centering it up for some reason.
So they move it between the hash marks. Is that even legal?
I have no idea. I don't know why that happened. I mean, he fell on it on the near hash towards us.
That ball should be on the hash.
There's not a lot of argument from the Centralia side, so they must have gotten an explanation down on the sideline.
Well, it doesn't move it back or forward any. It's still third down and 12 coming up here.
The marker says second down on the far sideline. Was that last play a non-play?
Not 100%. Kind of a bizarre sequence here, but it's a five-wide set here for Troy. Another high snap, and they get it out to Norris here on the near side. Breaks the tackle, gets up to the 35. A gain of five to Norris.
He's holding up, the Whitecaps holding up third down.
Yeah, and the crowd is kind of looking the same way around with us. I believe it should have been fourth down now.
I mean, not a lot of complaints from the Centralia sidelines, you can tell right now with the coaches and stuff. But so there must have been a good explanation to them that they're not arguing. But everyone's confused. Everyone not on the field is very confused on what's happening.
So it was a 5-yard gain to Norris on a screen, so I guess it's third down. So call it third and 8 from the 35. Bennett's in motion from right to left. Hartman is back to pass. He'll throw it into the flat. It's caught. And breaking a couple tackles and near a first down.
What an effort.
Preston Christensen's going to get a first down across the 45.
That's just effort right there by Christensen. Staying on his feet. What a play.
Gain of 10 on the play on 3rd and 8, and that is a monster play for the Trojans. A fresh set of downs. And we're under 5 minutes to go, 4:58 left.
Christian has 3 catches for 6 yards. He had that long touchdown, but right there he had to get by 2 guys with 4 yards to get in the distance. He made them both miss, fought through a couple tackles. That's just a heck of an effort play by Christensen.
So now a fresh set. 1st and 10, Troy at their own 45. Ball in between the hash marks. Trips left, a man to the right. Now they're taking their time. The clock's winding down at 4:40. Leave both teams have all 3 of their timeouts. High snap here. Hartman pulls it down. We've been saying that all night. He's going to be hit and dropped in the backfield for a loss of 1. Derek Runnebaum with the stop. Centralia is going to burn a timeout here, and it stops the clock at 4:25. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand, or maybe even your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. Perfect timeout snack. We'll keep it right here. So it's 2nd down and 11 for Troy. They got it at their own 44-yard line. 4:25 left in the game, up 5. This has been fun, man.
It's been a great game.
It's been a great game.
As advertised, you know, maybe not as much offensive fireworks from the teams putting up over 40 points per game, but that's the showing of the defense of Centralia giving up just 6.7 and Troy 9.3. And, you know, the defense has been opportunistic with a couple turnovers that they've got, and I don't know. I think I'm still a little confused on why it went back from third to second down. I mean,
well, if you want to look at it like that, if it was technically fourth down, Christensen made the play that got him a first down. But it's just so hard to,
I mean,
kind of really fathom kind of what happened there.
We need to give the referee in high school games like a mic. He explained to everyone, like in the NFL or college, so then there's not confusion because everyone on the Centralia side, maybe not the Troy side, it did benefit them. Everyone was confused.
The fumble, I guess they didn't lose the down, I guess, for recovering the fumble back.
Did they think it changed possession and that guy fumbled? I don't know. But then wouldn't it have been first down? It doesn't make any sense.
Regardless, Troy has it. Second and 11 after the timeout. Ball at their own 44. They lead here at Centralia 19-14. 4:25 left. Centralia just burned their first timeout here in the second half. Five wide set. Hartman is going to give it to someone on the reverse. That was Bowden Bennett, and he's ripped down in the backfield, and I think Centralia is going to burn another timeout. So this is it for the Panthers. They need a stop here. It's a loss of a yard back to the 43. So now third and 12. So this is the stop. This is your opportunity here for the Panthers. This is your one stop. If you can't get this one, you're really in hot water now, but third and 12, you're down to your last timeout after this one. Can't let the Trojans get one here.
I think Troy will probably go back to a passing set here. I don't think they're going to run the ball. I mean, Hardman's thrown the ball 33 times tonight. And, I mean,
been pretty efficient as well.
Yeah, and I think you're just going to try and get out to Norris or Christensen's been great this half. Maybe Bennett's and have them make a play. But ball security is the biggest thing here. You don't want to fumble the ball because that gives Centralia a good field position. It's a five-point game, so ball security is the first priority, but I think Troy goes to a pass here.
Interesting play call here out of the timeout. Third down and 12 for Troy at their own 43-yard line. Ball on the far side hash. They're moving from left to right. 4:21 left in the game, leading by five at 19-14. They will run three wide receivers here to the near side. One split far side left. A running back next to Hartman. He's going to take a shot here to the near side, and Becker's got an interception again at the 35, and out of bounds he goes. Maverick Becker with his second interception tonight, and the Panthers get it back with 4:13 to go, down five.
You know, he's looking for Norris deep, and Hartman's, even though he's been very proficient, I mean, he's had a couple very inaccurate throws, and that one he just floated again, and Becker once again runs underneath, and now, I mean, here we go.
Own 38-yard line for Centralia. They're down five, 4:13 to go. They have one timeout. I think this game is fitting to come down to one possession, and Centralia has a chance to win this game here at home on home night. Battle of 3-0s, battle of top fives here in Class 1A. 19-14 Troy, 4:13 to go. First and 10 Centralia at their own 38-yard line. Two receivers split far side right, man to the near side left, and the snap to Talley. He's going to drop it. Gibbs in the flat, and he's brought down in the open field. Good open field tackle by Christensen, and it's a no gain on the play as they try to get Gibbs in the flat. Great job by Christensen, second and 10.
And that was just Christensen coming from the DN spot, reading that there was a screen to the running back Gibbs, and makes a great open field tackle.
They maybe give him a half yard at best, but we'll call it second down and 10. Two receivers right, one left. Now Talley's going to roll to his right, has some room, and fires, and it's incomplete. Had Becker near the first down sticks. Ball is a little bit behind him, but through his hands, incomplete. Now third down and 9.
That's a big-time drop. He was right at the stick there. And probably turns upfield and gets a couple more for being brought down. But as you said, little bit behind him there by Talley. He was rolling out to a strong side, so he was able to muster plenty on the throw, but a massive third and 9, third and 10 right here.
Third down and 9, so they gave Gibbs a yard there. Third and 9 from the 39-yard line.
You might see a run play from Centralia here. Cause
you can at least try to get some of it back.
They're definitely going to go for it. They only have one timeout left. This is four down territory at all times now from Centralia.
A man split, far side right, receiver left near side. That's Flinty. Gibbs in the backfield with Talley, takes a knee-high snap. He's going to drop back, roll to his left, and now is going to lob it downfield, and it's caught. First down and more, 35-30, and down near the 25-yard line. It is Reese tanking on the reception. And let's see where they mark him out. I believe around the 25. They'll mark him down at the 23.
About 40-yard pickup there.
How about that?
It was somewhat of a broken
play. 35-yard gain there, and it was looking like a broken play. Tanking for 35 yards. First and 10, Centralia at the 23. Now they'll bunch it back up. Still plenty of time. 3:20 to go. Talley on the keeper. Makes a man miss. Gets to the 20. Pushing forward down near the 18. And that's where they'll give him forward progress to the 18 for a gain of 5 at 2nd and 5.
On that play to tanking, Talley took off towards the line and tucked it as if he was going to run that. The last second threw it to tanking as the defender came up to try and make a tackle. And it was a foot race down the sideline. Norris and them chasing down from the side, but a massive play for Centralia.
Second down and a long 5. They'll give it to Gibbs here, left side. Makes a man miss, bowling across the 15. Forward progress maybe to the 14. He'll be shy of the first down. He'll get 4 there. Third and a long 1 coming up here for Centralia.
Probably where you might run the ball with Gibbs again, more physical runner than Talley, or you could put Gibbs out as a lead blocker for Talley with Reineke, who's been lead blocking all night.
19-14 Troy, 2:15 to go in the game. Centralia trying to win it here at home. Talley going to keep it himself. He's going to follow the left guard. He's going to push forward near the 12, and it looks like he's going to be right on the first down stick. It all depends on the spot. And it will be a first down for Centralia. They give it to him at the 12-yard line. First and 10 Panthers. We're down to 2:06 to go. This drive started after the interception by Maverick Becker at the Panthers 38. They're knocking on the door. A chance to win the game. 2 minutes and counting. 19-14 Troy. First and 10 at the 12-yard line. Here's a direct snap. Drew Gibbs looks like he's got a little bit of room on the outside. Gets to the corner. A flag is thrown, and I think he's in the end zone, but this might be coming back. It's a touchdown for Centralia, depending on the penalty.
I think it's coming back.
And it looks like it will be coming back, and this could be a back-breaking penalty for the Panthers.
I mean, Norris was in pursuit, just couldn't get there in time, laid out, but...
And it's a hold against Centralia. Negate the go-ahead touchdown with a minute 50 to go. And back him up 10 yards.
Huge, huge penalty. I mean, you're looking at a touchdown with about a minute 50 to go, but, you know, maybe he doesn't get in the end zone on a hold there.
All the way back to near the 20 at about the 19-yard line, so it's going to be roughly first down and about 17 to go. They need the 2-yard line for a first down. But you got 4 plays to get it in the end zone. A minute 42 and counting. 19-14, Troy. Centralia first and 10 after the penalty at the Troy 19. Bunch set. Talley takes the snap. They want to set up the screen. They throw it across the middle to Gibbs. Makes a man miss, and he's tripped up. They'll get the penalty yards back near the 10-yard line, and I believe they'll get him down maybe around the 9, so a good pitch and catch. Let's see where they do spot it. It's at about the 9, so a gain of about 10 there. So a good pitch and catch. So they get the penalty yardage back. It's going to be second down and about 7.
And that was a big missed tackle by Norris because he read that, but he just missed the tackle and allowed the extra yardage. But that's
2nd and 7 from the 9. They need the 2 for the first down. A touchdown could win the game. Direct snap. Drew Gibbs gets to the outside. He's going to be tackled inside the 5. And it looks like he's out around the 2 or the 3, depending on the marker. 51 seconds remaining in the game. Centralia just a couple of yards out from potentially winning it. Bowden Bennett's in on the stop. Let's see where they mark him. It's right shy, and they do say he got it. So it's going to be first and goal at the 2, and Troy's going to take a timeout.
I mean, you have to here. If you're Troy, you have to use your timeout to get a chance because barring a turnover or something disastrous from Centralia, you're going to have to go down and score the ball. And, I mean, you look at back at the decisions to go for two and then not kicking the extra point.
Yep.
You kick both those extra points, Centralia is probably playing for a tie here.
Yep, that is. You can certainly, again, Centralia has to punch it in, though. They'll have first and goal at the two with 52 seconds left. Troy just burned their first timeout. Our timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. My goodness, what a second half and fourth quarter this has been.
I mean, as advertised, two of the best teams in Class 1A in the state. You know, there are two teams that will make a good playoff run towards the end of the year. I mean, this has just been a great football game. As advertised, the defense has been great in its spurts. It's been the offense that has done the damage. But does Troy have enough to keep them out here? I know you're called a timeout to preserve time, barring a score, but
at this point, do you let them score?
I mean, I don't know.
Probably not. You don't want to, but
I mean, you're trying to cover about a yard and a half here. Do you let him score and give your offense a chance? You just try and keep him out? Because they have four shots at that run there, gave him a first down and goal.
Yeah, first and goal at about the two for Centralia. Out of the timeout, 51.8 seconds remaining to take the lead, 19-14 Troy. Centralia here on homecoming night trying to win in dramatic fashion. Direct snap. And I don't think he got there.
They tried to get to Reinicke again, and they scuffed him.
Reinicke stuffed, no gain. Second down.
Troy's won the time right now.
39 seconds. Clock is moving, and I think we will get...
Centralia's going to call it this time.
So Centralia calls a timeout. They went for the direct snap to Reinicke, and great push up front by the Trojans' defense, and really getting nothing there. It's second and goal from the two.
So Centralia now out of timeout. So if, like, you get sacked, I mean, you're going to have to hurry to the ball. I mean, they're probably not going to pass the ball here. But, I mean, you lose some yards here, and you're having to scramble back. But Troy has those two timeouts. If they get a stop here, they're...
And you got three cracks.
I mean, it's such a tough spot to be in as a Troy coach. Either you let them score, you're trying to call timeouts to preserve time. You're in such a tough decision, whether you're trusting your defense or... giving in a little bit.
I think they're trusting the defense here, at least after that first play. Made the pursuit, made the stop, no gain. And we saw that successful in the first half. That direct snap to Reinicke was an easy walk-in touchdown, but not this time.
You're probably looking at a tally going behind Gibbs and Reinicke here. Maybe bounce it to the outside if it's stuffed up the middle. I mean,
39 seconds to go. It's a 19-14 Troy lead. Second and goal for Centralia at the two. No more timeouts for the Panthers. Troy, I believe, still has two. Centralia a chance to win the game. 39 seconds to go. Trenton Talley. It's going to be a direct snap to Gibbs. He'll take it right guard. Did he get in? Waiting for the call. No snap or no hold by the official, and I think he is
touchdown.
In. Touchdown. So the Panthers have taken the lead with 30 seconds left in the game. Drew Gibbs, a 2-yard touchdown run, and it's 20-19 Centralia with 30 seconds to go.
I mean, it took a long time for them to come to a decision there, but they ruled him in. And if you're Troy, you have about 30 seconds and two timeouts.
They're going to go for two here to try to make it a 3-point game. And Trenton, you're right. We look back on this. If Centralia holds, deciding to go for two after the second touchdown for Troy might be what cost them.
34 seconds, I think.
They're resetting the clock here to 34 seconds, so from 29.9 to 34.
Because the 5 seconds ran off coming on that decision.
Yeah, they waited a little bit. It was difficult. I mean, the official from the far side came running in. And then finally, after a few seconds went off, good job by the officials to correct that and add the few seconds back on the clock. But Troy now will go for, correction, Centralia now going for two, try to make this a 3-point game. It is Talley in the gun, two receivers right, one left, or correction, two to the left. Talley will drop back to pass, being chased, now deciding to tuck and run. Oh. He is blasted near the goal line, and he did not get in.
It was a massive hit from Kemper Clary to keep him out. And now, Troy, I mean, do you trust Hartman's leg to just try and get in field goal range, being a 1-point game? I think that's why Centralia goes for two there, to try and get a field goal lead for only a tie, but Now do you try and pass the ball down the field and get into a range for Hartman to kick it for the win? I mean,
remember the big play on that drive, third and long, what looked to be kind of a busted play. You had Talley rolling to the left. The Troy defenders converge. He was still behind the line. He found Reese tanking down the sideline for a huge monster play, which set up first down at that point. They were able to punch it in from there. 34 seconds remaining in this game. 20-19, Centralia has taken the lead.
You said Hartman's 13 of 15 on extra points, but I wonder where he's comfortable kicking like a field goal. Because, I mean, if you're playing for the win, if you get about the 25,
well,
maybe.
That's why I was confused that they went for two after that second touchdown.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense looking back on it because it's probably a 21-21 ball game, or maybe Centralia still goes for two in the win and fails and you're up 21-20 here. But, you know, now you're in a position where you're just trying to get in the best position you can, maybe for a Hail Mary.
So Reinicke here with a decent kick from right to left. It's going to bounce into the fingertips of Bowden Bennett. He's going to cut it to the left side. He'll get to the sideline and out near the 30. So we'll see where they mark him out. They'll have 28.4 seconds and two timeouts. Down one at 20-19.
You know, Hartman's no stranger throwing the ball. He's 23 of 34 on the night. 251 yards, three touchdowns, two picks.
So let's see where they mark him out. It's across the 25. It looks like Troy's starting at their own 26, maybe 27-yard line. We'll call it the 27. Well, you need chunk play, chunk play, chunk play.
And you don't have to use the sideline yet, utilize it yet. You have two timeouts if you're Troy, so you can take a shot down the middle of the field.
28 seconds to go, 20-19 Centralia. First and 10 Troy, their own 27. Another high snap. They run a screen here to Bennett, trying to break off one, and Reinicke rips him down at the 30. A couple of yards, that's it. Troy's going to, I think, burn a timeout, and they do with 22 seconds to go. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We'll keep it right here. So 3 yards on the screen to Bennett. Great open field tackle there by Reinicke. So you're down to 22.7 seconds. You're down one. Second and seven from your own 30.
And, you know, they just used the timeout, maybe thinking they'd catch him off guard with the screen, get a chunk. But now you're going to have to take shots down the field or considerable amounts with that one timeout. So you can use the middle of the field with that timeout. But you're kind of in danger territory now with a little questionable screen pass decision there.
Yeah, certainly an interesting play call. I mean, we've seen it work for majority of the night. Bennett's being out in space, he has certainly made some guys miss, but just time and scenario, interesting they don't take a shot because we've seen Norris in the second half make some big plays down the seam. And you can see the Centralia defense, secondary playing back a little bit. Second and seven, crowd getting into it. 22 seconds to go. Hartman across the middle and stuck and incomplete. What a play defensively there. It's an incomplete pass, so it stops the clock as it's Colton Slater who made the stick across the middle. 18 seconds to go. Third and seven for Troy at their own 30.
And Troy's sideline wanted a pass interference. He did hit him before the ball got there, but the official felt it was legal.
Yeah, and I'm honestly surprised that the flag wasn't thrown, but Centralia is going to be the benefit of that. Now they run another screen here to Bennett on the far sideline. Bennett gets to the outside. He'll have a first down. They need to call a timeout. He gets to the 43 for a gain of 13. 11.9 seconds remaining. Well, no, they're not going to burn a timeout. They're going to try to snap it real quick. We'll snap and clock it.
So now you, as long as the play doesn't take too long, you throw the ball down the field a little bit and use that last timeout.
So 8.6 seconds to go. You just do not have a lot of time here. Got to get something here. Hartman's a strong kid. I'm sure he can get it down there, but I think you're barring a huge play here. You're basically trying to find yourself for a shot at the end zone. 8.6 seconds to go. All four receivers now. Norris going to come here to the near side right all by himself. Hartman takes the snap. He sets up. He's going to fire a jump ball here to the near side. Norris up, and he makes the catch at the 30. He's at the 20, the 15, and pushed out as time expires, and the game is over. A jump ball to Jarrett Norris makes an incredible catch over two defenders, streaking down the sideline, and he's pushed out at the 10 for a gain of about 47 yards, but Centralia is going to win it. 20-19, the final score. Heart is pounding, brother. What a game.
And, you know, that's a tough spot for Norris because you catch that, and you're about the 30-yard line. You know, maybe you run out of bounds and hope for one more play, but he thought he could take it the distance. But Centralia just had one guy that made the touchdown saving tackle. We hear it all the time. That was literally a touchdown saving tackle and a game-winning tackle and a heck of a game. And what a game, man. That was unbelievable.
As advertised tonight, two of the top five teams in 1A and Centralia on their home field is going to pull it out. 20-18, the final score. And we will break it all down for you when we come back. Our post-game show is coming up next. It's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. 20-19 Centralia. We'll break it all down when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Say over. Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Anderson Meats at Troy is your custom meat processing source when you need your livestock processed. They have openings as early as January, so give them a call at 785-985-2292. Or stop by their locker facility just south of Troy on Last Chance Road. Anderson Meats, where you'll receive top-notch service for your meat processing. Get your appointment for processing as early as January, and for you deer hunters this fall, remember that Anderson Meats can handle your deer processing. Again, give them a call at 785-985-2292. Or stop by just south of Troy on Last Chance Road.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Giant TV provides the ultimate TV watching experience on any device. Watch at home or on the go, no cable box required. Plus, Giant TV comes with all the extras without the extra charges. DVR, HD, Replay TV, and more are included free. Get all of this bundled with fast, reliable internet, and you'll be asking yourself, why didn't I switch sooner? Sign up today and be one of the first to enjoy streaming Giant TV. Visit giantcom.net to learn more.
KNZA.
Well, we've had a little bit of time to catch our breath here in what was just an absolutely fantastic ball game and a fantastic finish as Centralia escapes on homecoming night over Troy in a battle of top five teams in 1A. It was 20-19. Centralia wins it. Brandon Tamman, Trenton Kraxner, Brian Hurt in studio hanging with us here tonight as our postgame show is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. We got our lineman of the game coming up. We got our player of the game coming up. But first, just boy, again, we saw arguably an instant classic. This game was close throughout. Troy jumped out to the early 7-0 lead, back-to-back touchdowns, made it 14-7. Centralia at the half. It was all Troy in the third quarter. They came out with a surprise onside kick to start the second half. They capitalized with a touchdown. But what could be the difference in the game, however you want to look at it, they decide to go for two instead of kick the extra point. They failed that conversion. At the time, it was 14-13. They hold Centralia to a three and out. They get another touchdown. They failed again on a two-point conversion. It was 19-14 Troy at that point. Centralia's defense getting a big interception. They got a huge play to Reese tanking on a third down play on that last drive, Centralia getting it all the way down inside the 30, close to the 25, making some plays. They get into the end zone with about 30 seconds left, and they win the game 20-19. If Troy kicks the extra point on the second touchdown, this could be a whole different outcome. We could be playing overtime right now, but that's not the case. Sometimes you make decisions, and boy, Centralia is able to come out with the win.
You know, it's a very interesting decision, but I think being Troy on the road to a team you've lost 7 in a row and 9 out of the last 11 on the road, you're trying to take a shot to get into the lead. And I think it just backfired on them. They're being a little bit aggressive. And, you know, they had the Hail Mary to North. You got tackled about the 7 or 8 yard line at the end. They were right there, just kind of ran out of time. But definitely a very interesting decision. But it was a very good game. You know, both of these teams are going to do very well down the rest of the stretch and into the postseason. But a heck of a game. Interesting decision by Troy not to kick the extra point when you have a kid that's 13 of 15. But you got to live with that decision.
Yeah, and I don't know. This was just such a great game, and it came down to the final possession. And, boy, that last play. With about, what was it, 8 seconds to go, they throw the deep ball here to the near side. Norris jumps over two defenders to catch it and then screams down. As soon as he made the catch, there was only about 3 seconds left. If he tries to run out of bounds, he may have a second left. Troy did have one timeout, and then maybe you give yourself a shot at the end zone. But I don't fault him at all for taking it upfield because he got all the way to about the 10-yard line. It was either, I believe, Jacob Flinty or Trenton Talley who pushed him out to save what would have been a walk-off kind of Hail Mary touchdown. And Centralia survives. And, you know, you look at the stat line for Reagan Hartman tonight. Despite a loss, he was 26 of 38 for 315 yards and 3 touchdowns. He did have a couple interceptions, but he was so, so good, especially in the second half. And it's kind of all for naught as, again, Centralia gets the game-winning touchdown. It was Drew Gibbs, a 2-yard touchdown run. They also tried for 2 to make it a 3-point game. That failed. So we saw a 3 2-point conversion tries tonight between the two, all 3 failing. But lo and behold, again, 20-19 the final, and certainly both teams putting up some yardage in the second half. As you take out the game stats and the yardage certainly picked up in the second half is, I believe it was, let's look at the Troy side, as they finished with 240 yards in the second half to Centralia's 95. And yet Centralia is able to come out for the win. Troy, 351 yards in the game. Centralia, 287 yards. Again, 315 of the 351 came through the air. So for a team that's been very balanced through pretty much the first 3 games of the year, Centralia's run defense was really good because Troy had to do all of their damage through the air.
Right, and you said Centralia only 95 yards in the second half, but 65 to 70 of those yards came on that touchdown drive. So they got the yards when they needed to. They had the big 35-yard pass completion. But, I mean, neither of these teams, I mean, obviously if you're Troy, you're upset. I mean, that's a heartbreaking way to lose. But looking forward, you mean, you got Mar Hill, Jackson Heights, Onega, Riverside. You know, those are all very winnable games to put yourself in a good spot for the postseason. And if they play like that tonight, barring the 2 interceptions, they're going to be a very, very hard team to beat in general. But Centralia moving forward, you know, Jackson Heights, Garden Plain, Riverside, Pleasant Ridge, their schedule kind of eases up a little bit. As their front of the schedule is a little bit more loaded, but a massive district and league win propels them probably into a better seeding into the playoffs, but a fantastic game. And it couldn't have gone down to a better finish, really, either.
Yeah, Centralia's got Jackson Heights next week. That's also going to be a very intriguing and interesting matchup. Troy, they'll be back at home taking on Moore Hill, Mount Academy. So both these teams next week do not have easy opponents, and that's going to be seeing how both these teams really bounce back after a very emotional game. 20-19, Centralia wins it. Now time to announce our lineman of the game. It's brought to you by Giant Communications. When you need a strong, reliable network for your home or business, Giant Communications, protect your blind side. Ask about how whole home Wi-Fi can better your network experience online at GiantCom. That's GiantCOMM.net. Who's a guy that we kind of talked about a lot? I think both lines played pretty well for the most part tonight. Both running games, there wasn't really much. I mean, Centralia kind of had their running game, and they got some plays when they needed it, but I thought both lines played really, really well in this game. You know, we call it, like, if you look at Centralia's line, especially on the defensive side, again, because Troy had zero running game tonight, zero, and credit Reagan Hartman because he did all the damage with his arm. But guys like Brock Reinicke, Nick Thompson, we called those guys out. Will Steinlogge making some plays in the backfield. So I don't know about you, any of those guys kind of catching your eye for alignment of the game?
I think it's got to be Brock Reinicke. I know on offense he plays tight end, so it's a little bit of cheating. But he was the lead blocker all night for Talley, sometimes Gibbs, and even Becker on the reverse. I mean, he was just creating holes all night being the tight end at the end of the line. They get a run in a touchdown and for their first touchdown, but I think he was the lead blocker all night. And then on defense, I mean, he was unstoppable, almost in on every tackle or around the ball. And I think he was the key player for Centralia, especially offensively.
Yeah, Brock Reinicke, we'll go with the senior, our player, or I should say lineman of the game, excuse me, brought to you by Giant Communications. Well, it is now time to announce our player of the game as well, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And I'm just going to do this. This ain't going to be done often. Not often do you give the player of the game nod to someone on the losing team, but I think we have to give it to Reagan Hartman here for the game that he had. Despite the one-point loss, 26 of 38, 315 yards and three touchdowns. His leading receiver tonight, Jarrett Norris, 10 catches, 131 yards and a score. Bowden Bennett's had a big night, 9 for 97. And then also Preston Christensen had 3 for 62. But argue what you want, but I'm going to give it to Reagan Hartman tonight. Again, they came out with the loss. This game was a coin flip from the jump. I think if these teams play 10 times, it goes 5-5. That's how close it was tonight. So we are going to give it to Reagan Hartman for his performance tonight, despite a loss. 26 of 38 passing, 315 yards, and three touchdowns. Our player of the game brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So one final time before we wrap things up, man. Again, this was super fun, as good as it got in the area tonight. One of the more highly anticipated 1A games in the state, and Centralia able to win it. Again, 20-19. Final thoughts.
I think you can't find a better game in any classification tonight than this game. I think you'd be very hard-pressed if you listened, if you were here. I mean, if you look at the box score or the score online somewhere, you don't know that it came down to about a difference of 7 yards between Troy pulling out a 25-20 victory. But, I mean, both of these teams are primed to be very successful as the season goes on. And in the postseason, I think both of these teams could even meet up in the postseason again. And maybe a regional or sectional matchup. I don't know how the seeding might work out, but I think watching them again, possibly in the postseason, would be a very, very fun game to watch.
Well, Centralia with the win tonight, they sweep the TVL for the 11-man title. They go 3-0 against Valley Heights, Onega, and Troy. They certainly have a huge step up in a potential district title, but Jackson Heights next week, that could potentially be what crowns a district champion, as Jackson Heights, again, they were 3-0 going into their matchup with Riverside tonight. So it could be a battle of 4-0s next week at Jackson Heights with Centralia rolling into town. But it was a ton of fun here tonight. Centralia wins it. Homecoming night, 20-19, the final over Troy. Drew Gibbs, the game-winning touchdown with about 30 seconds to go, 2 yards out. Again, the difference, 20-19. Centralia moves to 4-0 as they, again, as we mentioned, will play at Jackson Heights next week. Troy, their first loss, they drop to 3-1. They will be at home facing Moore Hill Mounts Academy. Appreciate Brian Hurt in studio hanging up and staying with us. Trenton Craxner, appreciate it, brother. Enjoy the KU game tomorrow. I know you'll be there.
Rock chalk.
Cats playing at Oklahoma. Chiefs on Sunday at Indianapolis. But our high school coverage doesn't stop now. Stay tuned. We'll have the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show straight ahead in a bit. So again, for Brian, Trenton, I'm Brandon. 20-19, Centralia wins it over Troy. Thanks for listening to our broadcast tonight here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.